Before we begin, I would like to thank Finny for being my super patron on the generosity tier.
I'm so excited to be hanging out with my friend. Oh, I still get so nervous about it, but now I've become so social and I get to go out, I get to talk. But it's always so awkward going over to a friend's house for the first time, or in this case, an apartment. It's so nice, though. Another femboy as a friend. We've been friends for a while now, but now we get to actually hang out. Like, be normal bros, hanging out, watching TV, doing whatever bros do. What do bros do? Most of my friends have been women most of my life. Huh. I'm not sure. I guess I'll ask him. I guess I should go and knock on that door. I mean, I'm a bit early, though. I always feel so awkward because I always get there early. And I'm like, it's only like 3 minutes early, right? He should be ready. Should I knock? Okay, I'll knock. Whoa! The door just opened. Hey, Finny, are you there? Your door was unlocked and it just opened. The apartment. Hello? Oh, there you are. Hey. I'm here. Sorry, I'm a bit early though. I'm really nervous. I don't really go over to friends' places that much. You have a nice place here though. Really cozy looking. Really cute. Really cute little place. So, I brought some food. I wasn't really sure what you would like. I got a roasted chicken from HEB, our grocery store. And it was only like $6. And I brought some snacks too, including goldfish. But they're off-brand goldfish, but I swear to God they taste exactly the same. They literally just cost less. And they're in the shape of stars. But I hope that's okay. I also brought some soda. These here. Where can I set these down? Okay. Shoes on or shoes off? Shoes off. Okay, I respect that. Now I'm just in my stripy socks. You're so much... God, you dress so much cuter than me. I feel like I need to put in way more effort. And I love the fishnets. Like, holy crap, I need to get me some of those, like, as soon as possible. So, we were going to watch that newest episode, right, of our show? We're going to watch it together. It just came out, like, earlier today, or, like, I guess around midnight, because, you know, streaming services, like, comes out, like, around midnight episodes. Alright, do you have a place where I can, never mind. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Forget it. Okay, please. Thank you. So, I'm gonna sit on the couch. Is that okay? Okay. Here's all the snacks. Nice coffee table. Or couch table, because I know you don't drink that much coffee, so. Here. So, are you ready? Okay. Alright, you got the remote? Already opened. Alright, you can play the episode. Okay. This show is so funny. You have such a cute laugh. Not to say anything. You just have a cute laugh, Finny. Yeah. Is that your neighbors out there? I think I heard some voices. Oh, yeah, I can just ignore them. Sorry. I think your leg bumped into my... I don't know, when I get skin-to-skin contact, I just squeal. Oh, sorry. We can turn the volume up. Yeah, you can turn it right up. Oh my god. This is a really small couch. Am I uncomfortable? No, no, I'm not uncomfortable at all. Really. I really believe in being affectionate with friends, you know? I really like that. Because, like, I think especially among boys, because we're taught that we're supposed to be manly and unemotional and don't get attached, no affection. But, you know, I think boys should be affectionate with each other. Like, and girls, friends in general should just be affectionate, I guess. But it is a little hard because I squeal every time I get touched by anybody skin to skin. You want to touch my hand? Just a bit? Just one for a second? Yeah, you can touch my hand. Your skin is so soft, Benny. I wasn't really touched much during the episode. It's like this big sensation. It's like, whee! It's like a little tingle and it goes throughout my whole body. Like, just like that. You know? If you keep touching me, I'm just gonna keep squealing. Maybe if it's the opposite, maybe if I touch you and it's me doing the action, I won't squeal. Would you be okay if I tried that? Touching you and see if I can not squeal for once? Really? Okay, I'm gonna boop your nose. Why does that feel so weird? It feels so weird. But it feels good. Touching skin-to-skin contact. If we keep touching, I'm not going to be able to stop squealing anytime soon. Oh my god. Why are you laughing? It's not funny. It's a serious condition. I'm afflicted by the condition of the infinite squeals. It's squealy boy syndrome. Yeah. Yeah, it's serious. I should get a diagnosis and get on pills for it, honestly, right? You touched me to do that on purpose. We're just a bunch of giggling femboys. You're giggling too, Finny. Why are you... We're never going to get through this episode if we just keep laughing throughout the entire thing. Oh my god. Oh, this is fun. I'm having a really good time. I'm just really happy, you know, to have a friend like you in my life. Someone who really supports me and really gets me. Not a lot of people do. But I guess we have things in common, so that can explain why. What do you think? You want to touch me again? Okay, but you know what's going to happen. I can't stop. I just can't stop squealing like a little hamster. Okay, I'm not sure you've met my hamster. Squishy, she's a little baby, and when sometimes very, 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 very rarely, she's done it like 3 times since I've owned her, but when she gets scared or something, she goes, it's a horrible sound. You don't think my squeals are horrible, but look, they're so high-pitched, and I'm like a squealing cat. I'm nothing like a cat. You want to hear me go meow? I can't meow. Okay, I'll meow for you, Finny. Fine. Just kidding, yeah. Okay, you ready? Meow. 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 There, are you happy? Are you happy, Finny? Oh my god, I'm so sensitive. I just can't stop. It's just this constant thing. Oh my god. Whoa, sorry. Sorry. Oh my god, I'm on your lap. Let me get off. Sorry. Not really relaxing at all, huh? If they have a schooling little fanboy at your home. Wait. Yeah. You wanna wait? You wanna kiss me? I'm just gonna keep squealing while you're kissing me. You won't enjoy that. Yeah, of course. If I don't want to, that's fine. I'm not saying I don't want. Wait. We're friends. Friends don't kiss each other like that. Unless. You want to be more than friends, Neil? Yeah. Sorry, you got me meowing now. I lied. I am a meower. Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer meow or
meow
or
meow?
I do a combination of all three. Because, you know, cats don't just make the same sound over and over. They vary. Sometimes they go,
meow.
You know, they sound different. So I guess I kind of shake it up too, but it kind of comes naturally to me because I've been meowing since I was like a baby, according to my mother. She said that when I used to get sad as a baby, I wouldn't cry, I'd meow, which is not how I use it now, but the point is that I've been meowing since before I can remember. You like cat fanboys? Oh. But you know what? I think I can. If you want to kiss me, you can, and I'll try to keep the squealing down. But there's no promises. You want to kiss my palm? Okay. Finny. Oh my god. Here. I think I managed not to squeal. Now I'm doing it. What's happening? I don't understand. Wait, do you like me? You like me? You've been waiting to tell me? You like that I'm a squealer? How did you know? You just found out tonight. You've heard rumors around the campus That's crazy. Who's spreading rumors about a squealy boy? Oh! It's embarrassing. That guy I was with once, I'm guessing he talked. It's not just women who talk. Boys talk too. Don't they? Oh. Want to kiss my lips? Yeah, I'm ready if you want to. I love how open and forward we can be sometimes, you know? Femboy kisses. Okay. I didn't squeal. I guess I just feel so relaxed. It feels nice. I can keep it down. You don't want me to keep it down? You want me to just be myself, even if it's loud and annoying? Okay. I won't hold it back. You want a squealy boy, you got one. Top you? Okay. I'll top you. You know what? I think I could try it. I've always wanted to top another femboy. I'm not really good at topping. I'm really bad at it, but maybe with another femboy I could. Because you are really hot. Never had that sweat to tell you that before. You're pulling on my tiny little penis. You want to suck me? I never get sucked. Cause I don't really like being sucked, but I'm willing to try again. Holy crap, Femboy's mouth is so warm. Now I understand why guys like me doing it so much. Oh my god, your tongue, Vinny, oh my god, this is what it's like. I don't think I could ever let a normal man suck me, for this feels so good when it's from another Femboy. I guess I'm a submissive top when I am a top, aren't I? You really have all the control here. Don't you? You want to go to my bedroom? Yeah, we probably should. We should get out of the living room. Oh my god, God, you look so cute in that skirt. Oh my god, the fishnets. Oh, that's your... I have a little bit... Yeah, I haven't topped in so long. But I'll try it. Oh. Is this what a femboy's ass feels like? This explains so much. I've never been on this end before. On the non-receptive end, on the top end before. Oh, that ass feels so good. Okay, I'm gonna put my tiny little femboy cock in you. It's not really meant for topping, but it's kind of flaccid. But are you ready? Okay. I've got all 3 inches in. Sorry how small my cock is. Fuck! God, your ass is completely hairless and so smooth and warm. Whoa. Topping is so different. Oh. You want to ride me? Okay, I guess that makes more sense if I'm a submissive top. Well, you're gonna plunge your ass right onto it. This is the most pathetic sound a man has ever made while putting his dick in a person. Fuck, it kind of hurts, but it feels good. The ass is so much tighter than I imagine a vagina. I think I haven't talked a whole lot. I think I'm gonna come from an experience. I think I'm gonna come in you. Is that okay? Do you want it somewhere else? Do you want my infertile cum? It's so much, weaker than a man's cum. You want it? You do? Okay, I'm gonna come in you. Can I grab your cock too? Can I make you come? Can I make you come? Okay. Oh, you're so squishy. You guys, we're gonna come together, okay? Okay, be a good boy. You're gonna be a good boy and let me come in you. Okay. Come on, please. You can't. Oh, my hand's all wet. Oh, good boy. You're such a good boy. Such a good boy, Fenny. You're such a good boy. Am I a good boy, too? I am. I've never come in someone before. I've taught, but I've never been able to come. Oh, that felt so good. Not sure how often I want to do that, but it was good. So you want to get lots of watching our show? Thank you to my patrons, Kelter Melter, JD, Mr. Anonymous, Seeds, G-Fan Over, Dream Inform, Midas the Man, Havizard Audio, Gabe, Medal, Imperial, Sage, Azrael Dreamer, Dr. Green, My Unicorn is Real, Dante Rhodes, Shadow 76, Josh Height, Just a Gamer Guy 98, V, Gabriel Erbez, Aaron Locke, David 209, Starlight, Finny, Super Groovy, Gil Bates, Major Gaming, LT underscore Lee, hashtag 6427, Jacob Taylor, Zapita, Ice Samurai, and Jaden Levitt. I love you so much. And a special thank you to Aaron Locke 9461 for being my biggest fan.